Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's not raining, showering. Hello. You want to hear? It's just a lousy night, but keep your eyes, relax, keep your radio, it's me, Jason. Yeah. One quarter. Thank you. heart.
Thank you.
We have to find out. It takes time, no problem. And then a little quickly. What did you do? Alrighty, alright. Alright, those are 2 points. You're stuffed animal, small or elephant. You love this.
So pardon me if I'm just what you make me. Can't wait till you take me and set all my feelings free. I know that you can, so come be my man. That I wanna be just another woman in love. A kid out of school, fire out of control.
Are you sure? Oh, for sure. Let me see it down there.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to apologize. Johnny, especially when he's introducing, I'm going to have written a book. He holds up the book. Unfortunately for me, the book is not here. The book is Favor the Runner by J.U. Richard Kennedy. And now, if you recall, the last time I did the show, I had on as one of my guests, Frank Sinatra, and I have to tell you what this show did for him. Well, you have my word. The next day, wherever he went, people recognized him. And I was going to introduce...
This is one of the slowest moving shows I've ever seen.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
It was terribly slow.
Yes. In your condition, the super cheap would be slow.
Patricia, you're wondering about this, I'm celebrating the Dodger victory.
And if it wasn't that, you'd find something else to celebrate?
Yeah, I was celebrating a victory for 32 years.
Dean, the Frank talk, shut up.
I wasn't coming here. Just on my way, I slipped on an ice cube. So I tried to... When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. When the minute he got to the wheel, I was worried.
Why is it?
The left rear wheel. He was on.
Beautiful.
So this is the time
how many people get on our road?
I don't know.
This is the first night for Dean Martin.
I watch this show every night. That's her name. We watch it every night, and this has been the slowest show I've ever seen. What do you think, Diggle?
I agree.
Well,
he's number one.
We want to ask you fellas, what do you only go out in the daytime with these gray suits, such a dress? This is a midnight show. What are you doing with the gray clothes on?
You guys should be in the balcony.
This we're all set for the tonight show.
You come out with gray.
All right, Bill, how's your clothes?
That's cool.
Never had anything like this on the show, did you?
No, he's doing a very worthwhile benefit, as a matter of fact, in Chicago at McCormick Place.
What's that? For Skitch or who?
I really don't know. He doesn't. He's out doing it.
Don't light anything near him, Frank.
Is Skitch here? May I just pay you a compliment? No, Skitch is not here.
Oh. Good. Fine. Yes, you may. Pay me a compliment. I don't know what it's about.
I just want to say I've been watching your show. I think you're absolutely great on it.
I'm with you.
I'd like to get serious for just a moment. You know, every time I say something to Dean...
You'd like to get serious? What are you, cracking? Hey, you sick or what?
Just tell you how much I appreciate Boys Town.
You know what this man here has the distinction of being the only man alive I ever ate a dry olive?
Now, what I was going to say would have gotten a bigger
chuckle than that.
Boy, if
you
got something funny to say, Frank, say it.
That means, Charlie, that he drinks martinis with wet olives in the morning. Yes. So,
hey, Dean, don't.
Yes,
I watched you rehearsing with your show tonight.
Yeah.
And I just want to get serious to tell you how much I appreciate it.
But you said, yeah, that's
the only time I say the word serious, he goes off.
What's serious about what?
Well, can a fellow...
I got a hit show and that's it. What do you want from me? We're so serious about introducing wonderful people like Ella Fitzgerald and George Global. You know, that's not a practice. You get a show, you stick with it, there's no practicing.
No practice?
We don't practice, we just go out and do it.
That's not a lighter? This is a lighter. We'll be back in just a moment after this word from the local street.
And now, here speaking in loud figures for the King of Beers is Ed McMahon.
Did you ever think about all the sandwiches that are consumed across the country during just one evening's Tonight Show? For example, there are thousands of loaves of bread, hundreds of slices of cold cuts, jar after jar of mustard, actually tons and tons of pickles. And when all those sandwiches are enjoyed, here's a safe bet on what's being enjoyed right along with them. That, of course, would be Budweiser. Bud is the largest selling beer in the world. If you're planning an icebox raid tonight, go right ahead and pour yourself a Budweiser to go right along with that sandwich. It could possibly cost a little more, but as the Echo says, it's that Budweiser taste that makes it worth it. It is worth it. It's Budweiser.
I'm going to tell you, Johnny's going to be thrilled when he comes back around because the whole show was sustaining. No sponsors.
The whole show was floating, but not sustaining. Now we got a word from one of our sponsors.
Hey, I say that later.
That's all right. Are we on now or without another one of them things?
No, we're
on. I don't know what you're doing here today. All the bishops are in New York. Yes, Frank. Well, since you're just doing a show for the night, or how many nights you going to do the show?
I do an interview with NBC. I do it one night a year.
On a Gentile holiday? Do you work on Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah? I mean, you're doing one show, this one show now, and you're pitching Wednesday, aren't you? You want to hear the ocean?
That's what it looks like.
You ever see what that does to your shoes? They're all drinking.
Friend. Anytime you drink water for a guy, you're a friend.
What? Well, I think he's nuts myself. What are we selling now, Derek?
We're not selling anything, Frank, except perhaps millions and millions of dollars worth of talent.
What time
is later, he finds out that this is not the show he's doing, but the Tonight Show. He'll really flip. This is the Tonight Show.
I ain't getting paid for this.
Yes.
Oh, I'm getting what?
Well, if I tell you what you're getting for this, you'll say,
No, he'll say more than that.
Let me put it this way.
I know this boy. He'll say more than that. What am I getting?
You better hold on tight.
I got
him. The two of you, normally you would both get separate checks, but because you both came on together, you came on as a team. You're getting $160 a piece.
That's outright?
Outright.
I mean, everything
taken
care of before we get
there. Yeah, a few deductions. Like the water.
See, you know what cube you slipped on?
Yeah.
You don't want that back, do you?
Right. Well, you
know, that ain't as bad as the show I watched with old John Carson the other day with, Robert Goulet, who looks like a... You know Robert Goulet, what he looks like? An 8x10 glossy. Doesn't he? He's so pretty and wonderful. And his wife, they were talking about horses. You remember that?
Talking about what?
Horses. And what they do on stage.
Oh, I saw that, yes.
You saw it?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
I said sore. You said sore.
You said sore. It's not sore. That AWE song. But that was a terrible show. It was almost as bad as the first part. This was the first part. Who's coming on next? I believe.
What's the difference? Just leave it there.
expect there to be some film that we did together?
Yes. Now I want to spend with you any bit you kind of kidded around and broke each other up and everything.
What's a promo?
What? A promo is like when you go to school. The teacher says, everybody who isn't left down is promo.
Oh, you
don't come when I said, Frank.
You what?
So
you're going to show a promo that I had on my show?
No, did you
think you're giving me $116?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
you
can do that inside.
So here are the list of promos you want, Frank.
Frick and Frank, you win. Hi. Well, finish it. Here's Frank Sinatra.
No, he's Frank Sinatra.
Oh, yeah. Hi. And he's Dean Martin.
Now, clever.
Funny.
Huh?
Frank's my guest on our
own. Get the cops right away.
Frank's on our cops. Frank's my guest on our premiere show this week, along with Bob Newhart, Diane Carroll, and Joey Hinton. Say that again.
Sue, you be there.
Oh, you're not good, dude. You're not so good.
I'll be rehearsing a lot. So is this it? Are you ready? Okay. Hi.
Thank you.
Now we need to tonight to Johnny Carson in 1965. Come here with my life. How am I?
Somehow I know
I saw Whitney Houston sang one time. More or less, church song. That's not a church song. It's a ball. Oh. Oh, I saw it, but I don't know, This is very funny. I just can't imagine her. I don't know how to play.
Thank you.
And
thank you. Thank you.
I've been three times this year. I don't feel like now me and stuff.
We are in this together. Visit nyc.gov/vaccinefinder or call 877-4NYC to get your free COVID-19 vaccine.
Oh,
Find his soulmate. No. I'm in it for a soulmate. I already have a soulmate. I'm looking for fun. Now you know, a soulmate. Thank you. Oh, for sure.
Fall.